Ox slams Congress as corrupt, whines of decay and moral emptiness. By Wendell Hasebo on June 4, 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Saturday slammed Congress for being corrupt and full of so much decay and moral emptiness after failing to pass radical policies to fundamentally alter the nation. "It's just really wild to be a person that works in a corrupt institution, which is what Congress is," Ocasio-Cortez stated after Congress failed to pass socialistic policies last year. "And to try and be a normal person surrounded by so much decay and moral emptiness that frankly transcends party is very difficult," Ocasio-Cortez said, clearly referring to both the Republican and Democrat parties. Ocasio-Cortez's whining comes after the radical left failed to convince the Senate to pass costly and radical policies to transition the American economy into a socialist state. Though many Democrats in the House and Senate were on board with the plan, Dept. Build Back Better, the package failed because the policies would have increased 40-year high inflation, according to Senator Joe Manchin, DWV. Manchin was slammed by the left for failing to transition the nation into the socialist utopia radical Democrats had envisioned when Biden assumed office. It should not surprise anyone that Senator Joe Manchin went on Fox News to kill the Build Back Better Act. "He's been promising to do it for months, and some folks did not want to believe him," Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, said. "The Build Back Better legislation provides meaningful change by expanding health care, making child care more affordable, fighting climate change, delivering clean water and so much more. Because the radical left has failed to enact its radical ideas, Democrats have not accomplished much since winning control of the House, Senate, and presidency. In fact, under the Democrats' watch, the nation has suffered. The southern border is being invaded, gas prices have more than doubled, inflation has reached a 40-year high, and America is involved in the Ukrainian war, sending arms and billions of dollars to Ukraine, after the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Many Democrats are looking to blame others for their lack of success. In November, voters will decide who is to blame for the crises facing the nation." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.